This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Doris Craig, D-O-R-I-S, middle initial I, last name C-R-A-I-G. Date of birth, 12-23-1939. Date of appointment, January 7th, 2025, requesting physician Clara Schneidman, C-L-A-R-A-S-H-N-A-I-D-M-A-N-M-D. Dear Dr. Schneidman, I have the pleasure of seeing Doris Craig today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 85-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who came to the office with the son and daughter-in-law. She repeats herself. She lives alone. She pay her bill. She cook the food. One time she left the stove on. She takes a shower herself. She changed the clothes herself. She is still driving. Past medical history, pre-diabetic, allergy, coronary artery disease, hyperlipidemia, decreased hearing, contact dermatitis, osteoarthritis, hypothyroidism, hypertension, depression, past surgical history, back surgery, cataract surgery, allergy to penicillin, medication. Patient did not bring the list. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is widowed, lives alone, have three children, one deceased. Family history, mother deceased, CHF diabetes, father deceased, lung problem, heart attack, brain cancer, three sister, one deceased due to Alzheimer and diabetes. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having a memory problem and back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation. Heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen regular in rate and rhythm, systolic murmur present, abdomen soft bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruise, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, neurophasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is decreased on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 5/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses or flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 85-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, Alzheimer's disease late onset. Number 2, decrease hearing on both sides. Number 3, depression. Next paragraph, MRI of the brain, already done, blood test already done. I offered the medication, but patient is not ready for that. I would like to see her back in my office in 6 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.